On August 1st, the North Carolina Shakespeare Festival announced that it was suspending operations effective immediately. Extreme financial challenges and a difficult fundraising climate were cited as the root causes for the decision. In their announcement, the NC Shakes Board of Trustees vowed to reevaluate their programming and adjust their mission to alleviate the potential $300,000 budget shortfall. Artistic and Managing Director Pedro Silva joined the organization at its inception in 1977, becoming Managing Director there 6 years later.
So we're at a point right now where we have to really look carefully at how we can come back in a way that addresses the challenge of sustainability and at the same time, and as critical, sustains the company's commitment to excellence. We've reduced our staff substantially by 75%. We've engaged with our board of trustees in trying to develop a plan. We're calling it, as a working title, most appropriately, the Phoenix Project. We dare to hope that, like the Phoenix, the Shakespeare Festival will emerge from its challenges and travails stronger than it was before. We're recognizing that we have to look at our mission and adjust it. And to that extent, I think as people see the Shakespeare Festival moving forward, they're going to see that we're going to be focusing more than ever before on the role of theater in education. And I think that that is somewhat of a significant shift in the way arts organizations even 20 years ago were operating, where, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that. Now, some arts organizations are positioned in environments where they have that wonderful opportunity to just explore their potential, you know? But a lot of arts organizations, I would say the preponderance of them in our country, are in much smaller communities where you don't have that critical mass of passionate devotees who are going to support you regardless. And so we feel very strongly that we're going to be moving pretty significantly and doing more and more educational activity in positioning even our Shakespeare productions more and more from the point of view of their power as an educational tool. Even A Christmas Carol is going to fall into that vision of the role of an arts organization, not only in inspiring the human spirit and soul, but also being a really practical tool that brings about achievement among young people in their formative years of development. And you've got to really make sure that what you're doing speaks to the various demographic elements that exist within your community, that they speak to the needs of our children in our schools, that they speak to underserved populations. We must be more responsive than ever before because we ultimately really live or die on how we respond to the community.
North Carolina Shakespeare Festival Artistic and Managing Director Pedro Silva. The festival's annual production of Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol has been a holiday tradition in the Triad for 35 years. This year, NC Shakes is offering a musical readers' theater production of A Christmas Carol Unplugged as a fundraising event. It'll be two shows only, featuring many of the actors and all of the Christmas music from years past. Tickets are pay all you can, with a suggested minimum of $25. You'll find links to their many educational programs and productions at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.